This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the Mokarum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Mock draft injection time. We've got The Athletic on the board today. Nick Baumgartner is one of their draft experts. He's got a mock draft that's up there, and we do this every day between now and the draft. And this is a big draft for the Texans. Not picking in the top three like they were a few years ago, but have a first-round pick, 25th overall, and let's page down and see what they do. By and large, so far, it's been interior offensive line by the experts out there. With yesterday's was a wide receiver, Matthew Golden from Texas.
Yes.
So we've that's been the consensus has been interior O-line so far. Small sample size, but let's see what Nick Baumgartner has to say. With the 25th pick in the 2025 Nick Baumgartner, the Athletic.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select... Oh, Seth is going to be happy. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan. There's your hoss in the interior of the offensive line, Seth.
And the first thing people say whenever I bring up Kenneth Grant's name is, he's 340 pounds. That's not the type of guy that D'Amico likes. Listen, he does not move like he's 340 pounds. He's a guy who got a lot better from the 2023 season to the 2024 season. He uses his hands really well. But he's very quick and agile for a 340-pounder. I was worried about whether, okay, this might be a guy who has a weight issue, but after talking to John Harris assures me that, no, he's put together really well. He does not look like a guy who's a big fatty. I actually thought his body composition changed from 2023 to 2024. 2024, he had a little bit of that. Do you remember that Grady Jackson physique? It was like an apple on top with skinny legs. And Grady Jackson was really good. Vince Wilfork a little bit like that. And I'm not going to turn down Vince Wilfork.
No.
But I feel like he got thicker in his legs and his lower body going into last year, which hints at him really putting some work in the weight room. I like Kenneth Grant a lot. I think he can play all three downs. I'm not worried about his weight, mostly because he does not move like he weighs three. I'm skeptical that he actually weighed 340 pounds this season, because it doesn't look right the way he moves, and I think he might end up being one of these guys that does real well at the combine. If so, then that might be the thing that really vaults him above the 25th pick in the draft.
Okay.
So it might be a little bit of a pie in the sky notion
so
at this point.
Should we be rooting for him to do bad at the combine? To keep him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has to be like this. It has to be a little bit like Kyle Hamilton bad performance. Because remember, people were all down on Kyle Hamilton after he had a slow 40 time at the combine. But when you watched him run the 40, you could see, oh, this is just a guy who hasn't spent a whole bunch of time learning how to run a 40 properly.
Yeah.
He basically ran 43 yards on his 40 because he had a bad start. He was running diagonally and everything. You can take 2 or 3 tenths of a second off your 40 time just by technique alone.
Yeah.
And I think it was apparent to see, oh, well, Hamilton is a lot faster than his 40 time. You could see it. Like, Kamari Lassiter is a lot faster than his 40 time.
Yeah.
So I hope Keith Hamilton just has no clue how to actually run a 40. And or did I say Hamilton?
You said Keith Hamilton. Kenneth Grant is what you
Kenneth
mean.
Grant, yeah. Just doesn't know how to run his 40.
Yeah.
By the way, I apologize. I know people noted on the text line, I figured they would, that we seemed a little bit chippy in the last segment.
Oh.
I take full accountability for that by me. Multiple times just misreading or misunderstanding things you were saying,
okay.
And then you getting agitated with me.
No worries. Yeah, okay.
It's going to happen again. I'll try to, my brain's not working quite
it's
right.
It's all good.
This morning.
People don't realize, like, you and I both forget this stuff like 15 seconds after it happens.
Yeah.
So thank you for the reminders on the text page about how pissed we should be right now. As I hear you describe what we should be rooting for at the Combine with Kenneth Grant, All I can hear is he's going to become a Raven. He's going to become like he's going to run slow, or he's going to show less agility than he looks like he has on film, and he's going to wind up next to Justin Matafreakin-Bike in the middle of their defensive line.
There's times where you see it with a lineman, especially they'll go off and they'll train with somebody for the combine, and they teach you all these techniques for getting out of your stance. It's different than coming out of a football stance, you know, coming out of a sprinter stance with no blocks. It's kind of tricky, and it's one of those things where, like, you'll see sometimes guys at the combine, like, pop up out of their stance because they've been coached to take a big first step and everything. And if anything, the pre-combine instruction ends up damaging to those guys because they haven't had enough time to really ingrain it into their muscle memory.
Yeah.
So I hope he's one of those guys.
Yes.
That he's just a bad tester. Because I feel like he looks really athletic on film.
I'd love this pick if they did it. That would be great. Here's what Baumgartner says about Kenneth Grant. There's a real chance Grant has one of those unforgettable testing. It's also he's listening in on the conversation. There's a real chance Grant has one of those unforgettable testing weeks at the combine and rockets his stock into the top 15. If he doesn't, he could be in line to slip. A phenomenal athlete at 340 pounds, Grant is still more traits than production. Do you agree with that part?
I don't know. I think that
pretty productive in the film you were posting the other day.
Well, and he looks pretty polished in a lot of ways. I think this is something that happens, and I'm always surprised that some of the actual people that are pretty dialed in on the draft, they make the mistake of using a scheme that a guy is in against him. Because I'll see people say, well, there's times where Kenneth Grant is slow to get off the ball. He's playing in a read and react scheme where a lot of times the defensive linemen aren't supposed to get off the ball all that quickly. They're reading the offensive lineman in front of them. And, yeah, in those times he gets off the ball slowly, which I always look at as, all right, it's a guy that actually cares about playing his responsibilities.
Yeah.
Because when he is part of a blitz or when he is supposed to just get across the line of scrimmage, he does just fine. And with D'Amico's coaching and playing in this scheme, I wouldn't worry about that at all. So I like him a lot. Barring him just looking awful in the at the combine or something, I'm leaning right now towards being surprised if he's there at 25.
Yeah.
But it's also, look, it's a huge crapshoot with the draft.
It's a crapshoot with the draft. But if you're trying to minimize the bust factor on the 25th pick, I would say with D'Amico Ryans as your head coach, drafting a defensive lineman probably minimizes the bust factor. Like, D'Amico has gotten the best out of every defensive lineman, it feels like, that's come through that door since he got here, you know?
Did he mention anybody else as a possibility
in
his mock draft?
He did. Said, don't rule out Gray Zabel, offensive lineman from North Dakota State.
Yeah.
The top center/interior O-lineman as the Texans' first round.
So when we talked about Gray Zabel last week when somebody picked him, I feel like I ended up apparently I sounded way more down on him than I meant to, because we just started talking about guys from smaller schools and everything, which you would think, like, hey, Seth, you went to a small school, you should be all about those guys. Yeah, but there's a little bit of self, like, I hold those guys to a higher standard, and I understand the challenges they're up against.
Yeah.
So I start getting finicky when people fawn over somebody because they had a good Senior Bowl or something. Yeah, I really do like everything I've seen of Gray Zabel. I think that there's still more of an unknown because he hasn't consistently gone against studs every single week. But that's my hesitancy there in taking a guy in the first round is, like, sometimes those are the guys that are awesome second round picks because you don't have as much of a sample size of them, so there's just a little bit more unknown, and I think that's the way that Nick operates as well.
Yeah.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think particularly, and by the way, they've got Zabel going 36th to Jacksonville in this mock draft, so he's early second. I think what poisoned the perception with people last week, Seth, when you were talking about it, is your Trevor Penning's name was invoked adjacent to that conversation.
Yeah, we got off on a Trevor Penning tangent. Yeah. And people thought I was making a direct comparison to Trevor Penning.
You were not.
It's not what I was doing whatsoever.
No.
If it came off that way, listen, everybody, I've already conceded. I've been extra dumb these last couple days, okay?
it's a three-round mock. You want to quick touch on the other two picks here real quick?
Give them to me, Sean.
Okay, here we go, Seth. With the 58th overall pick, the Houston Texans select Jonah Savania, guard, Arizona.
Oh.
Not watched any film on old Jonah yet. But fills a need.
At this point, if they don't draft an interior offensive lineman in the first two rounds, and if they haven't addressed the position in free agency, that's where the poop's going to hit the fan, I think, in the fan base.
Yes, 100%.
And you know what? I'm one of the people that will have been guilty of fawning over Kenyon Green's new physique during training camp last year.
Same.
And then just being let down by the actual performance on the field.
Yep.
I've already used up all my, hey, well, look, we got to give them a chance to play this out. Apparently they like these young guys on the interior offensive line, and we'll see if we can coach them up. I can't do that for an entire other offseason. I'll be really disappointed if they don't draft interior offensive line sometime in the first two rounds or in free agency.
In free agency. If there's not a new face on the interior of the offensive line by the time day two of the draft rolls around, I think a lot of people are going to be upset, right?
Yeah.
Here's the third round pick. Let's do this. As long as we got a minute here. With the 89th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Isaiah Bond, wide receiver, Texas. That's not bad. Isaiah Bond's a good player, man.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that. So they will have gone in this mock draft, Seth. They will have gone interior defensive tackle that you like, guard that TBD, and then a wide receiver in the third round from an SEC school.
Right, and who's fast.
Who's like traits, tell me, yeah.
That's one of the things when we talked about Deebo Samuel earlier. It's not just the fact that he hasn't produced all much in the last few years.
Style.
It's that he's a unique player with a unique skill set that feels more like gadgetry at this point in his career, whereas what I want to really see on the field, both offensively and defensively, is just blistering speed. So, yeah, give me a twitchy guy, and I can take it. He's not Tank Dell small.
No.
He's a smaller guy, but he's not Tank Dell small.
Yep, that's a good way to put it.
He's normal small.
Normal small. That's a good way to put it. Petty cast coming up next here. We've got a few petties that we're going to get to. Text in the things you're petty about. 713-572-4610. The weekly Tuesday petty cast is coming up next.